Hey there, home seller. Welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. Come on in. Hey, my name is Kasha, and in this show, we talk about home staging for home sellers. If you are getting ready to sell your house soon, you are in the right place. We cover home staging tips, strategies to help make it easier on you, and ways to influence buyers. So roll up your sleeves, get a notebook and pen handy. Yes, I do things the old-fashioned way, and let's get your house ready to sell. Found yourself surrounded by negative people. Maybe they complain a lot about things, or they're just not happy with things. Yeah, those I call negative ninnies. Hey there, welcome to the Creative Home Staging Show. I'm your host, Kasha McDaniel. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about negativity and when it comes to selling your home, because that vibe is not something that you want when it comes time to sell your home, okay? I know, I'm normally a positive person. I surround myself by positive thinking people because those negative feelings and negative vibes are just not gonna help you when it comes time to sell your house. And I wanna give you an example of one client who was negative and one client who was positive, kind of what happened with those. And it's interesting to see because I didn't realize that until I thought about what I want to talk about for this episode. And well, I had one client that was helping her stage her house, and it was a huge house. It was going to be listed over $1 million. This was being staged, I want to say, back in September timeframe. So it was the end of basically the selling season or beginning of a new one, right? But she had the most positive attitude. She was happy. She was very willing to make any changes, whatever it took to get her house sold. She's like, okay, yep, let's change that. I would make recommendation. And she would say, okay, let's do that. Great. Okay, fine. And then towards the end, she's like, oh, I'm positive we're selling our house this weekend. I was like, what? Wow, that's okay. Great. Fantastic. I'm glad you think that way. But I really didn't put much grain, you know, to that thought. And it was interesting that how just her positive energy really did make her house look happier. Yes. Okay, fine. Kind of cheesy, I know. But guess what happened? She did sell her house that weekend, and it was over the $1 million mark and everything too. I was stunned. I was like, what? She sold it that same weekend? We just staged a couple of days before that. What? Yeah. A month later, I had another client and same type of house, going to be listed over $1 million, same kind of area, you know? So obviously for $1 million house, that's a different clientele, right? And she was willing to make the changes and everything, but towards the end, you could tell she was just like, I've had enough of this. And things were just kind of getting negative. And I'm like, whoa, okay, it's time for me to leave. I get it. You're stressed. And it is stressful to sell and get your house ready to sell. Believe me, I've done it many times, right? I've been in your shoes. I know what it takes. And her house was on the market for like a good three months. Yeah. And I don't know if that's coincidence or what, but you know what? Again, I'm a positive person. I am the cup is half full, not half empty. So I want to share with you some home selling affirmations in this episode to help you get out those negative vibes and get you moving in the right direction and make you thinking that yes, you can sell your house. Okay. So I have a couple of things. I'm going to read them slowly, and I want you to either repeat them out loud or say them in your mind, whatever it takes, just to get the negativity out. Okay. So let's start with the first one. I am ready to sell my house. Right? Selling is important to me. Buyers are out there to buy my house. My house is perfect for someone. I am more determined than afraid. Success is already here. My house has qualities that attract buyers. I love sharing my home with future buyers. I am worthy of a smooth and successful selling experience, but I will embrace the challenges that come with it. My house is a magnet to those who want to buy. Selling my house is essential. Home staging is only temporary. My buyer base is unlimited. Picking a home staging strategy and committing to it makes this easy. I know a buyer is so happy to find this house and love it, just like I felt when I found it. I trust the process, my agent, and the timing of it all. I release any attachments that I may have had for this home and know that my next home supports my life even better. So feel free to rewind, listen to those affirmations again, help you get the positive vibe that you need to sell your house, because it does take a positive outcome. I know it can be stressful. I know there's a lot of things on your plate. Sometimes it's just going to be all on your head, right? But I want you to go back and think positively. Breathe, think this through. You know you need to sell your house. Rewind, re-listen to those affirmations, say them out loud, write them down if you need to, and repeat them every day as you go through the selling process of your home, okay? Yeah, I need you to keep a positive outlook on the sale of your home and know that good things are just around the corner. I hope this helps put you in a positive mood and gets you ready to sell your house. Okay, here is your moving tip of the week. What I want you to do when it comes time to your inventory for moving, when you have the packers there, writing down every single piece of furniture, tools, whatever, I'm talking about making sure that they label things correctly on the inventory sheet. Now, I've never seen done a civilian move. I've only done military moves. So I'm assuming the same thing happens when they put a sticker on the box and says, yep, this is a box, a 3.0 cubic foot box, or it's a sofa and that number corresponds to the correct one on the sheet, right? That everything is labeled correctly on there, that it's a brown couch, upholstered couch, not a leather couch, right? Make sure that they label things correctly on the inventory sheet. One thing that I found when we had going through was the inventory sheet said 5 garden tools. What kind of garden tools? So I wrote over that and I said 3 shovels and 2 metal rakes. Seriously, I mean, it could be little dinky little garden tools for, you know, for the flower beds. So it is your inventory sheet. You need to check and make sure that it has labeled correctly the items that are on there and that you're happy with the inventory sheet that they marked it up. Now they're going to put on their extra stuff on there. Maybe like, oh, there's scratches on the table or whatever. That's fine. But please take the time to look at the inventory sheet and just don't go with 5 garden tools, because guess what? Those 5 garden tools could be anything. I had to have them go back on my husband's. He had a big, huge air compressor, a 33-gallon air compressor. Yeah, they just wrote air compressor. Not the flat pancake. For you guys out there, you may be thinking, oh, it's a little dinky one. Oh, no, it's a tall, freestanding 33-gallon air compressor. I'm like, oh, no, we are fixing that, because if that gets lost, guess what? I want to claim that 33-gallon air compressor that we're going to get, not the flat pancake one. So make sure your inventory sheet is correct and correctly labeled for what it should be. All right, that's your moving tip of the week. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Creative Home Staging Show. I hope you got some good tips in this episode, and I hope you come back and listen for more. If you want to connect and want to take action, there are some ways you can stay connected with us. Number one, you can watch this episode on my YouTube channel at Blue Diamond Staging and Design to get more visuals. I like to share some short videos there as well, so take a look at my channel there. Number two, you can also leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow. You can go to the show and tap the three vertical dots to open the menu and hit Rate the Show. Number three, you can also find custom playlists from older home staging episodes that I called Home Staging Do's and Don'ts, as well as pre-home staging playlists for those of you who are new to home staging. And number four, if you have any questions about today's episode or need some home staging advice, you can go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/chat and contact me via email or call me. I hope that this podcast is just a way for you to get to know me and how I can help you. Remember, you can do this, and staging is temporary. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait to connect with you more.